This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ford stands firm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. You got to give Ford some credit. It's refusing credit from the government, even though the company's still losing billions. The latest balance sheet came out this morning. Ford burned through $5.5 billion in cash last quarter. It lost $6 billion. Four quarters like that and Ford goes bust this year. But the company believes things will get better, and it's going to try to go it alone. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
When you add it up, Ford lost $14.6 billion last year. Now it has just a little more than $13 billion left to make it through 2009. But the company says it still plans to avoid going to the federal government for a bailout.
Well, it's going to be tight.
Dave Sedgwick is editor of Automotive News.
I'd like to think they can make it. They think they can make it. But even they admit that if we keep bumping along at the low sales rate industry-wide that we're at right now, they may have to go to the feds and ask for money.
Instead, Ford's hoping to raise cash by selling Volvo. The company also announced it's slashing 1,200 jobs at its Ford Motor Credit division. And in another attempt to cut costs, it hammered out a deal with its union to end its job bank. That program provided laid-off workers with paychecks while they waited to be rehired. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The number of people getting unemployment checks just hit an all-time high, at least since they started keeping track in 1967. The Labor Department says 4.7 million people were claiming unemployment insurance last week. That probably won't do much for stock prices today. So far, the Dow is down about 100 points to around 8,200. European shares have fallen about 2% as well so far, and the price of oil is down to $41 a barrel. Other corporate notes from this morning's ticker. Kodak lost $137 million last quarter. It plans to lay off about 15% of its people. 3M's profit fell 37%. I'm just ripping off the Band-Aid here. And Shell saw earnings drop 56%. Shell still made $4.8 billion, but that's a far cry from what it's been making. Stephen Beard has more on that from London.
Last year, Shell made the biggest corporate profit in European history, $31.4 billion, but that was for the full 12 months. It was due to the soaring price of crude in the first half of 2008. By the end of the year, the oil price had collapsed, and Shell's profits were showing some wear and tear. Nick McGregor is with brokers Redmayne Bentley. He says the dwindling price of oil is very bad news for Shell. The company specializes in expensive exploration projects.
Shell, of course, is one of the big investors in tar sands and Canadian oil sands. And those sorts of projects have just become totally uneconomical with oil prices at current levels. So for a payoff on those sorts of areas, they really need to see a climb in prices from here.
The oil cartel OPEC says it's determined to make that happen. OPEC's head says if the oil price continues to fall, the cartel will make further cuts in production. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
This is the Morning Report for Thursday, January 29th on Marketplace.org. The president's economic stimulus package has passed the House. Now the Senate bears down. House Republicans wanted more tax cuts, but they were plenty outnumbered. In the Senate, the GOP might have a little more clout. Here's Sarah Gardner.
Both the House and Senate plans offer temporary middle-class tax cuts, the kind President Obama talked up during the campaign. A $500 break on payroll taxes for single folks making $75,000 or less, and $1,000 for couples earning under $150,000. The Senate version, though, includes another $70 billion to shield middle and upper middle-income Americans from the alternative minimum tax, economist Joel Naroff.
It is a tax that's gone totally awry and really needs to be gotten rid of. Under these sets of circumstances, this is a middle-class tax cut.
The AMT was originally crafted to make sure the wealthy couldn't deduct their way out of paying taxes, but critics say it now ensnares even some families making under $100,000 a year because it's not adjusted for inflation. Still, Naroff and many economists believe the middle-class tax cuts in the stimulus package won't quickly reignite the economy since so many Americans first have to pay off debt. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Today, the main airline trade group said cargo shipments fell 23% last month. That's frankly a shocking decline, and it says a lot about the global trade situation. It also portends a very bad year for the airlines. They say they don't want bailouts. They do want access to more capital, and that might require a change in government regulations. In other parts of the travel industry, things are a little bit better, but lots of changes, even at luxury hotels. From WLRN in Miami, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch explains.
Revenue at luxury hotels fell in January by 24% compared to a year ago. More business travelers and international visitors are staying home or settling for cheaper accommodations. Upscale hotels could fill their rooms if they slashed rates, but that could hurt their luxury cachet. So they're cutting costs in subtler ways.
Any measures that we're taking are so far in the background that the guests don't see them.
That's Michelle Payer with the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. She says the Ritz has trimmed its water usage and electric bills.
The guests will still see the flowers in the hotel. They'll still see the bottled water when they walk in. They'll still have the complimentary little cookies or bites to eat in the afternoon.
Other luxury chains entice customers with freebies, free valet parking, free meals, even a free visit to the spa. These days, we could all use a massage. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
In France, labor held its biggest strike in years today. They've called this Black Thursday. We have a report on that from Eric Campano in Paris.
Messieurs les députés.
That's the sound of legislators in France booing the conservative prime minister, François Fillon, off the podium this week. Left-of-center politicians have been blaming his party for the economic crisis, and they say it should do more to counter rising unemployment and the cost of living.
They don't agree with this basic kind of free market reforms.
Oliver Griffith is managing director of the American Chamber of Commerce in France. He explains that the French are known for their strikes around the world. That's not necessarily because they strike more frequently than other Europeans, but he says French strikes are more dramatic.
The unions are strategically placed in transport industries and education, so when they strike, they can wreak havoc with the country.
Business is coming nearly to a halt today because all of the major trade unions are striking, even bank workers, which is rare. But the conservatives say this won't stop their market reforms. In Paris, I'm Eric Campano for Marketplace.
In this economy, you really can't take anything for granted. Having a job, number one. And it might not hurt to learn some new skills. Our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott, decided she'd bulk up her resume by going to spy school.
It's Saturday morning, and Elaine Gabrielson and her boss, Judy Briggs, are taking turns beating the crap out of each other. At least they're pretending to.
I felt I had to be gentle. She does sign my paycheck.
The two women are in my class at Stiletto Spy School. We're learning how to gouge eyeballs, break ankles, and slam attackers to the ground. The school's founder is Alana Winter. She grew up idolizing Emma Peel of the Avengers and the women of James Bond movies. So last spring, she started a business to teach women how to be like them.
Everything from mixing the perfect martini and dancing the tango, being able to race cars, race speedboats, ski black diamonds backwards. All of these things. Of course, we can't deliver all of them in a weekend, but this is the vision.
At the school's weekend courses in Las Vegas, women even learn to fire Uzis and AK-47s. The price tag is more than $3,600. Winter knocked that down to $350 for the one-day course in New York. My fellow student Elizabeth Harrison owns a PR and events company. She's in favor of what she calls small luxuries.
As somebody who still is making some money, I feel like it's sort of a responsibility to go out and still stimulate the economy, I suppose. And I think that people are desperately looking for something that makes them feel good right now.
From the combat training, we move on to poker lessons. Then, to round out our sexy spy portfolios, an exotic dancing class. It's a real change of scenery for Elaine Gabrielson. As a former truck driver, she's more accustomed to wearing work boots than stilettos. But at 51 years old, she declared this her year of being bold.
So I want to be able to do that and show women that are my age that, you know, like life doesn't end when your children go off to college and you get a little bit older, that there's all sorts of exciting things to do out there.
At the end of the day, we toast our mission with champagne. I wouldn't say I feel like a spy exactly, but there is something pretty empowering about knowing that if you mess with me, I could totally break your leg. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Don't worry, we have photo and videos of Stiletto Spy School. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Check out marketplace.org. And have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.